And it's that time of year when all sorts of sports awards are handed out. Commentator Frank DeFord would like to recognize one athlete in particular.
I know the season hasn't ended yet, but I firmly believe that Peyton Manning is better at what he does than anybody else. For that matter, I'd say there's not an athlete in any sport who's his match. In fact, I think Peyton Manning is the best ever, any sport, all time. What's amazing about him, too, is that he's a pretty darn good quarterback. But hey, as a sports guy doing commercials, he's in a class by himself.
Bummed about that gut. Wish you had rock hard abs. Look, I'm going to be honest. Unless you're under the age of 23 or a professional football player, it's probably not going to happen. If I were you, I'd just buy some bigger shirts.
Manning is so good, he's overexposed, but nobody seems to care. One website that picks his top five even refers to the fact that it's out of 100,000 Peyton Manning commercials. Certainly seems that way. For openers, he's hustled MasterCard, DirecTV, Oreos, Gatorade, Xbox, Sprint, Sony, and Lord knows what else. He works as a single or sometimes as a double with his baby brother Eli, who's not half bad himself. Occasionally his dad, Archie, and his mom, Olivia, are also even part of the act. Stand-up or ensemble, always it's comedy. In fact, traditionally, at least since 1973 when the Miller Lite beer campaign started, tastes great, less filling, humor has been the best way to use athletes to sell a product. And the comedy works best when you go against type. Take a big hero and let him make fun of himself. It's the self-deprecation of the idol that makes him, and hopefully the product too, appealing. But while all sorts of athletes have let themselves be laughed at in commercials, what sets Manning apart is, first and foremost, his deadpan expression. The guy is Buster Keaton in shoulder pads. Sure, Tom Brady is better looking, but he's just another pretty face. Manning's countenance is, to borrow a word from one of his products, priceless.
Okay, Mr. Manning, your DirecTV system's all hooked up. Suppose you'll be wanting NFL Sunday ticket.
What, you think all I care about is football?
Well, no.
Hey, I'm into other things. Foreign films, cooking shows.
Right. So you want that football thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He also possesses excellent timing, which is the sort of thing in comedy which is hardest to learn. Maybe Manning picked that up calling signals, checking off at the line of scrimmage, getting the playoff just in time. And so, while the NFL regular season isn't even finished yet and it's weeks away till the Super Bowl, this is a different time of year. 'Tis the season to be jolly. So forget the quarterback, number 18, and let us raise our eggnog to the number one pitchman in the game. Joy to the world.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday, bringing joy, of course, from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.